5.5 years. So what you've got is you've got this huge multi-billion-dollar company, already a huge company, coming to America, and we're actually going to expand three times the size we are in the next 5.5 years. Because our goal is to become the largest direct selling and largest healthcare company in the entire world. Now, we were really smart. In fact, we realized right here in the United States, there is a $1 trillion growth industry in wellness. That's right, $1 trillion growth industry. So we moved our world headquarters to Irvine, California. No company has ever moved their world headquarters from Japan to the United States. So you can understand, this is something very, very big. We set up manufacturing distribution points in the United States so we can handle this growth that's taking place. Right now we have a 5A1 Dun & Bradstreet credit rating. And to explain that, I guess I'd have to say it like this. Dun & Bradstreet actually rates about 10 million companies worldwide for their stability in their credit. We have a 5A1 perfect Dun & Bradstreet rating. Less than 0.5% of all companies rated by them receive this. Matter of fact, Intel, I'm sure you're familiar with Intel, it's in every computer, they're a 5A2. What that means is that our checks don't bounce. We can write a check, we can expand at any rate we want to, and it doesn't hurt the company or cripple us in any way. We've been recognized and published in major medical journals, and we've brought some FDA-approved Class 2 medical devices to market. Now, right now, currently, Nikon has about a 1 or 2 in 1,000 market penetration. And that's very important for you to understand. If only 1 or 2 in 1,000 people in the United States have ever heard of Nikon, well, that makes you amongst the first people to even know what we're about ready to do here in the United States. And right now, we're on our way to over $10 billion in annual sales just in North America alone. So what we have here is we've got a company that's so huge that we don't have to worry about the stability. It will be here tomorrow. It's a 5A1 company. And whether our technologies work isn't a question either, because we wouldn't be in 34 countries by word of mouth if they didn't. Right now we have a 5A1 rated multi-billion dollar company that's multinational, it's biggest and only total wellness company in the world, and we have international patents, and we're coming as an economy of scale into the United States with 30 years of success and millions of satisfied customers, and as we're being published in these major medical journals, we're ready to launch into this $1 trillion growth industry unopposed. We have no major competitors, and this industry hasn't even been defined. It's been unserved until now. And like I said, our Vision 2010 is going to make Nikon a household name, and you're amongst the first people to even know what's about ready to take place. A couple other things that are taking place that I need to touch a little bit base on here, and there's some more facts and things of that nature, is the aging population. 77 million baby boomers are getting ready to start retiring. We're hitting our 60s. And we're ready to retire. So what's taking place is we're pushing this growth industry in wellness. We know that we live longer than any of our ancestors did because we have a better environment, and we want to do it healthy. So we're more into the wellness and more into the preventive maintenance of taking care of our bodies so that we can live our life to its fullest. The other thing we know is as we all start to retire, there's actually going to be less people working than there are there's going to be less people working than there are retired. So Social Security, as we know it, can't survive. It won't be the same thing. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you saw in the news the other day, they're talking about raising the age to 72 for men and 77 for women, something of that nature. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. So we've got this aging population. We've also got the state of American health care that you got to look at. Because we don't, and for all you doctors on the line, I say this with all due respect, we don't have a health care system. We have a sick care system. The United States pays more money than any other country in the world on health care. Matter of fact, I think if you take the top 10 and add them together, we're more than that. And we actually have the sickest population in the world. And it's costing us in human costs and economic costs. I mean, there were about 2 million people who were hospitalized last year because of prescription drug reactions. And out of that, 899,000 deaths were attributed to prescription drug reactions and hospital mistakes. So the number one killer in the United States is our health care system. Because we don't wake up in the morning and go, gee, I feel great, I'm going to go to the doctor. We wait until we're sick. Look at around you. You know, two out of three Americans are overweight or obese. And they're classifying obesity as a disease now. Diabetes is up 49%. There's about 130 million people right now that I'd say they belong to that little brown bottle society. And I'm not talking about alcohol. I'm talking about people that have at least one, if not two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, or more prescriptions that they have to take every day because they have a chronic condition. Cancer, heart attack, stroke. We all know those are the top three causes of natural death. But do you know they're mostly attributed to lifestyle choices and stress? I mean, watch the TV sometime and you watch the commercials and you'll see the lady running across the field and the music's playing and the birds are chirping and, you know, it's just a beautiful sunshiny day. And then you'll see the husband and wife out on the boat cruising around in the bay and the sun's blaring down on the water's crystal blue. And then you hear something like, Plavix, maybe the drug for you. Ask your doctor. You know, they get you to feeling good and then they hit you up with this and they don't even tell you what it's for. Because it's not an informative commercial, it's a feel-good commercial. They want you to think if you take this thing, well, you'll be running through the field or riding on a boat somewhere. But if you stop it on the fine print, it says things like, may cause excessive bleeding, heart failure, nauseous, heart attack, stroke, migraines, headaches, you know, muscle spasms, oh, and mild diarrhea. You ever heard of anybody have mild diarrhea? And now I think they've reached an all-time low. I watched the TV the other day, and they're actually advertising surgeries. Yeah, believe it or not, I saw a commercial for www.kneereplacement.com. I mean, you know, it said, are you tired of taking drugs? So now they're saying, well, we won't have to worry about drugs. We'll just, you know, take your whole bone out. Why, you know, why bother being human? I mean, think about it. The average doctor in the United States has one simple class in medical school on nutrition. They're taught how to fix problems, not prevent them. The answer is almost always another drug or another procedure. I'm sure you've heard this one, go up your meds, but they don't know what these things are doing to you. I mean, we were spending about $250 billion on health care back in the early 80s, and now it's $2.2 trillion, and it's doubling every 5 years. Look around you. 43 million Americans have no insurance whatsoever, and if they do, they're probably underinsured, and they're paying high co-payments, and if the company gets an increase, they push it off onto the employee. Now they're telling us that Medicare is going to be bankrupt by 2019. So it's not a question of if, but when our healthcare system collapses. But there's an answer to all this. Of course, the only way to cut costs and help people live better lives is through prevention. Yeah, prevention. Simple prevention. You know, if I gave you a car today, you'd drive it off the lot, and you'd, about 3,000 miles, you'd probably change the oil, rotate the tires, lube the chassis, top off all the fluids, because you want it to last. Well, folks, we have one vehicle that carries us from birth to death, and that happens to be our bodies. And we need to take care of them. We need to do preventive maintenance. And that's where this trillion-dollar growth industry and wellness is coming from. And like I said, wellness hasn't been defined in America. When you get off this call, and this is fun to do, I challenge you, go out and ask 100 people, what is wellness? And they'll probably give you 100 different answers because it's been confusing and a mystery to most people when you say, what is wellness? They don't know what wellness is. But we've made it sort of simple. Let me explain it. Picture a sliding scale from top to bottom. The top is perfect health. The bottom, well, the opposite is death. But slide, since everybody's somewhere in between, none of you are perfectly healthy, none of you are dead, so slide your finger about two-thirds of the way down and put up a little mark. That's sickness. That's where your doctors come in. Because your doctors actually manage your sick care all the way to death. So all the area above that, what's that? Well, that's your wellness area. That's your wellness area, and you're responsible for that. You're responsible for being well. So like I said in the beginning of this conversation, we're going to make you the owner of that area. So how do we do that? Well, O-W-N-E-R, we use that as an acronym for O for oxygen, W for water, N for nutrition, E for exercise, and R for rest and sleep. Because if you don't have those five elements in your life, you die. You have to have those things. So what we do is we pioneer the leading technologies in each one of those areas. Don't you think you have to have these things to live? That if you had the best air to breathe, the best water to drink, the best nutrition to take, the best exercise and energy, and the best rest and sleep, that you might be a little closer to perfect health? Of course you would. And all of our technologies, they're unique and they're patented, and they're what we call passive benefit technologies. In other words, you don't have to change your life to use them, they change your life as you use them. We've done for wellness what Microsoft did for computers. We've made it an easy point and click. Basically, if you can lay down, sit down, breathe air, drink water, and walk around, you can be healthy. And all of our products are 100% safe, zero side effects. Zero side effects. What we do is we build an environment for your family's health, then we give you the power to help yourself when you get sick or hurt. I'm not saying that doctors aren't necessary. We need doctors to stop the red bleeding. See, Nikon's pioneered the leading edge technologies for safe, non-invasive, no side effect pain relief. And they can't get it from anybody but us. And as we're being published in these major medical journals, people are finding out that they can have this, and they're actually coming to us. And we're going to deliver these technologies through what we call a certified wellness home. And our goal is to have 1 million of these homes in America by 2010. Because this simple, easy-to-use, cost-effective plan is going to make health care available to basically everybody. And we're literally going to change the face of American health care while we change countless lives in the process. You see, Nikon is the only company in the world to have a total wellness plan and the products and the technologies to make it work. So how do we work? Because we did say this was a business opportunity. Well, Nikon has chosen to go direct to market. Pretty simple. Why? Because the technology exists and the market's ready to be a $90 billion industry. I'll guarantee you right now that if Colgate could get 1 million people to order a tube of toothpaste from their factory every month, they wouldn't be in Walmart. See, Nikon handles all the common business concerns except for taking the products to market. That's our job. And they give us the power of a multi-billion dollar company. They assume all the risks. And then they partner with us to deliver those five pillars of health that I was talking to you in the beginning of this conversation. Now, our job is simple. We're responsible for educating people about how to be the owner of their own health. Remember I said owner as an acronym? We connect people to Nikon and they become consumers for life. And what you're going to be doing in particular is building an organization that's teaching people who are teaching people about Nikon. The neat thing is this. Everybody you connect with Nikon, you're not only paid for that when it happens, but you're paid for every action that takes place of that action forever and ever and ever. It's called reproductive residual income. Like having a royalty on a book that you've written. You know, every time you sell one, you're getting that income. See, we're introducing this to you to see if you'd like to become a partner with us in helping bring Nikon to America. This is what we're looking for. We're looking for positive, self-motivated, coachable people who want to earn an unlimited residual income by changing the lives of other people, as well as changing their own lives and changing them now. It doesn't matter your personality or your background or your work history. Everybody's welcome and can be successful in Nikon. But the factor that determines your success is how passionate you are about your future. Imagine that. You about your future, not me about your future. Because right now, you're probably trading your time for dollars. I call that slavery. In other words, somebody sets your schedule. They determine your pay. You're working to build their wealth and their future. And you can be downsized, fired, laid off anytime they feel like it. But needless to say, when you stop trading your time for dollars, you stop getting paid. On the other hand, you could have been like me, and you have a traditional business ownership type thing, where you have a high cost to start, and as the owner, you work the longest and hardest. You have high overhead that you have to deal with, your government regulations, and your employee staffing challenges. And for me, it seemed like everybody I hired to do my books and ordering and all that neat stuff, because I didn't want to be there, well, they ended up being my competition down the street. But with Nikon, it's different. Our partnership way is different. We set our own schedule. We choose who we work with. We work from home. We have the ability to earn any income we want because there's no politics, no glass ceilings, no employees, no inventory, and no overhead, and we have that reproductive residual income. You see, you can be part of something you feel good about. I'll let you in on this. When you become a mid-level leader with Nikon, they actually pay for your house and buy you a car. Well, a truck if you're in Texas. You see, you're in business for yourself and not by yourself. It's a business that anybody can do, and you can choose to do it full or part-time because we're going to redefine what working from home is all about. We'll have all the power and the benefits of being partnered with a major company, yet all the freedom of working from home wherever we feel like. We have a support team, education system, training program, and there's no hyper-pressure necessary with Nikon because all the technologies and the products speak for themselves. Right now you got the chance to be on a ground floor of something huge that's about ready to happen. Nikon's going to set the standard for what home businesses are and how they're measured in the future. So the bottom line is this, folks. You can work 40 years and have your life revolve around your job, or you can work 1, 2, or 3 doing something you feel good about, and you can become free, and you can have the things you want out of life. That's me. The choice is pretty simple. So if you can see the vision and the value of what I've been talking about, if you get excited about what you've heard, then I want to invite you to enter what I call the education process, where we can educate you about Nikon so you can make a fully informed decision about your future and your career. Now remember, some of the qualities that might determine that this is a good match. If you like people, if you're positive, if you're passionate about your future and what our mission is, or are you good at working with a team but still leading the team? Maybe you just want more out of life than simply making a living. You're ready to help other people do the same thing, or you're ready for a change. Then what we do now is we teach you more about our technologies and how we work, and we let you get to know some of our team members. It's a real simple process. It doesn't take much time, and we'll show you what we do and how we do it with the intention of helping you make that educated decision. Now remember, the education process is probably going to include several DVDs, and what I call a wellness preview, and about 95% of your questions that you probably have right now are going to be addressed throughout this process. And the process is driven by your urgency to make the change. What we'll do is we'll get you educated. Then if it's a match, we'll begin our training program, and we'll get you home and the things you want out of life. So, folks, my time's up, and I appreciate your time, and I look forward to helping you and your family live the life that you want. The voice is yours, and I've lit the pathway. Now let's get you educated to see if a career with Nikan is for you. Again, this is Steve Gross. I'm calling from beautiful Burney, Texas. I'll see you at the top.